that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, transcribed, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Ruby Dandridge, Roy Glenn, Gene Vanderpile, Alvin Childress, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Freeman Gosden. Some people make a big to-do about vitamins, and they are smart to take this important subject seriously. Our family surely does, but it's no problem in our home. Long ago, we discovered Plenamins are just about the best balanced vitamin formula you can buy. Yet they cost just pennies a day. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you think of vitamins, I recommend that you ask for Plenamins, P-L-E-N-A-M-I-N-S, Plenamins at Rexall drugstores everywhere. Well, our friend Andy Brown has had such bad luck with the glamour girl type lately that he decided maybe it's about time he settled for the more mature type of girl. He thinks he's found the right one, Jane Winslow, better known as Cuddles. She's a wonderful cook, she's friendly, fat, and 40. This evening, Andy and Cuddles have been to a dance. Right now, they're leaving the dance hall.
Well, here's the door, Cuddles. Just turn sideways, you'll get through all right.
Dancing with you tonight?
Yeah, well, I was a little beat. All on you around the floor there. My feet ain't had such a workout since I was coasting down Bear Mountain at 60 miles an hour. The floorboards fell out of my Essex, and I had to run all the way to Poughkeepsie.
Oh, Annie, you a scream. Come on, let's stop for a soda.
Yeah,
Hey, fellas, the circus must be in town. Here comes the elephant.
Andy Brown, did you hear that? One of them loafers outside the dance hall is making remarks.
Yeah, well, just keep on walking. Ignore it.
Is that all you, kid, or are you smuggling lard?
There he goes again, Andy. I demand you do something about it.
Yeah, but Cuddles,
you go right back there and make whoever said that apologize.
Yeah, but wait a minute, honey.
Andy? If you don't do it this instant, I'm going to think you a coward.
Me, a coward? I like that. I'll go over there and really tell him off. All right, which one of you guys said that?
I did, fat boy. What about it?
Well, I was, You wouldn't want to take it back, would you?
Take it back?
Yeah, please, mister.
Look, Buster. Get lost before I close that mouth of yours from three different directions.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Yes. I hope I didn't offend you, none. See you again sometime. Well, Cuddles, I really told him off.
Andrew Brown, I heard the whole thing. You's a coward. Yes, a low-down coward. And I done lost my respect for you.
But, honey, I ain't no coward. I was just as brave as the next fella.
Andy, you and I is finished. I don't ever want to talk to you. And I'm going to walk home by myself. Good night.
I hate to her call me a coward. All right, let her waddle home by herself. She'll learn her lesson if some hold-up man jumps out of one of these dark corners with a gun. Or some thug steps out of these shadows. Or on one of these lonely streets, some tough with a blackjack comes out of... Cuddles, don't leave me alone. Cuddles, wait for me, wait for me.
That's right, Sapphire, it's all over town. When that tough guy made fun of Jane Winslow, Andy didn't do nothing.
Things has come to a pretty pass when an escort won't even come to the defense of womanhood.
Now, wait a minute, gals.
I see this Jans Winslow. What a hunk of woman. It would take the United States fleet to defend her borders.
I think it's disgusting. Sapphire, when I was first married, your father said to me, he said, Ramona, if any man ever dares to whistle at you on the street, I'll thrash him within an inch of his life.
Well, if you look then anything like you look now, that was one of the safest statements a man ever made.
You leave Mama alone, George. Say, you know what I heard today?
No.
I heard that Andy Brown is so upset about this, he's thinking of going to a psychiatrist to find out what makes him a coward.
Well, that'll cost him a pretty penny. You know them psychiatrists run as high as $50 a treatment.
Psychiatrist. $50 a treatment. What a break for me.
George, you ain't thinking...
Well, yeah, gals. When it comes to taking advantage of a nut, you was looking at the top squirrel in the neighborhood, huh?
Say, Kingfish, I was looking for a doctor. I wonder if you could recommend a good Say, Kingfish, what you doing stretched out on that couch?
Well, Andy, I was a psychiatrist, just keeping it warm for my next patient.
No fooling. You was a real, genuine psychiatrist?
Yeah, of course I was, Andy. I got my psychic license right here. I'll read you the license, yeah. Look at that gold print around the edges there.
Yeah.
Say here, know all nitwits by these presents. This is to affirm that the underlying George Kingfish Stephen, having passed all the requirements, is now a genuine schizophrenic. Hereby granted the privilege of dealing with egomaniacs, psychopathics, top blowers, or any other assorted nuts.
Yeah, well, you think you could help me, Kingfish? How much you charge?
$50, Andy, but if you act fast, you can take advantage of my special 1 cent sale.
1 cent sale?
Yes, Andy, we charge us $50 for a nervous breakdown, but for only 1 week only, you see. You is entitled to scream yourself into another breakdown for just a penny extra. That's the way I look.
Well, that sounds fair enough. What must I do?
Well, first of all, you lay us down here on the couch.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Ain't you going to get up first?
No, I always lay us right down next to the patient, yeah? Give them a feeling of confidence, yeah? Wait a minute, don't crowd me here. I'm by the doctor here, now.
All right.
Now, Patient Brown, what's your problem?
Well, the main thing is, I as a coward.
Well, that's a common diagnosis, Andy. Most likely you picked up some kind of phobia when you was a child.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised. Where I lived, you could pick up most anything.
Well, now let's get to the root of this thing here, patient. When you was first born, was you ever frightened by your papa?
What you mean?
Well, what happened when you and your papa looked at each other for the first time?
Oh, well, papa took one look at me, screamed, took off down the street, and we ain't seen him for 20 years.
Well, now tell me this, at any time in your life, did you, have a fist fight?
Yeah, I had one slugging match when I was in grade school, but I run away when she started to pull my hair.
There ain't no two ways about it. You was a coward. But I was happy to say that through the powers of psychiatry, I was able to make a diagnosis and I can cure you of being a coward.
Oh, that's swell, Kingfish. What must I do?
Stop being afraid. That'll be $50, Andy, and get off the couch. Right?
Wait a minute, Kingfish. I ain't paying you no $50 for that. Listen, I got a serious problem. I is serious about marrying Cuddle, and I don't want nothing like her thinking I'm a coward standing in the way.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Andy, you tell you what you do now. You pay me the $50 anyway, and I guarantee to deliver this gal Cuddles lock, stock, and blubber. I'll do that.
Oh, Kingfish, this is great. This is working out fine. I just can't wait till the day me and my six ushers carries that big fat bundle of joy over the threshold.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made with the Rexall Drug Company. Rexall Anapac is a good example. Anapac combines antihistamine with aspirin, phenacetin, and caffeine to fight cold symptoms in all stages, from the first warning sniffles to the headache, muscular soreness, and fever of a fully developed cold. So if you're just catching a cold, or if it is already king size, start right now taking Anapac as directed on the label. That's A-N-A-P-A-C, Anapac. At Rexall drugstores, everywhere.
Well, I gotta find some way to get Andy and that big fat Cuddles Winslow back together. Think I'll go in here and chew the fat with Algonquin J. Calhoun. He might come up with something. Hiya there, Calhoun.
Well, hiya, Kingfish.
Calhoun, what's the matter? Why are you sitting there staring into space with that sad look on your face?
Well, Kingfish, there's something I can't understand. I smoked a cigarette that's kind to my throat, and I wash it with the soap that's sweet to my skin. I take the vitamins that's nice for the health. I dust my clothes in the suds that's gentle to the fabric, and I sleep on the mattresses that's kind to the body.
Yeah, well, what can't you understand?
Why, oh, why is I such a mess?
Well, I don't know, Calhoun. Offhand, I would say that you is the kind that does nothing for.
I guess you're right, Kingfish. What can I do for you, boy?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Andy promised me $50 if I could get his gal, Cuddles Winslow, to make up with him. Now, she thinks that Andy's a coward. Now, what can I do to convince her that he ain't no coward?
Well, now, let's see here. Wait a minute here.
Scratch your head there.
Suppose she thought Andy was an ex-war hero or something. That'd do the trick.
Yeah, but the only thing is, Andy wasn't in the war, and he ain't never... Hey, wait a minute, Joe. Suppose I made up a story about Andy being in the war.
Yeah.
That he was one of them commandos or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could kind of back up the thing by saying I was his old commanding officer.
Yeah. Kingfish, this is one of the most sensible ideas you've had in a long time.
I can have Andy call up this gal Cuddles and tell her to meet him down at the ice cream parlor. Then I could just kind of pop in there on the accidental kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
And then back up Andy's story.
Yeah. Now, you see, this all started when someone made disparaging remarks about the gal on the street, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had an experience like that one time.
You did, huh?
Yeah. I was walking down the street with this beautiful gal when this fella twice my size whistled at her.
Twice your size?
Yeah. So I flexed my muscles and I walked up to him and I tapped this great big bruise on the chest and said, "Listen, bub, did you whistle at this gal?" And he said, "Yeah. And what about it?" And I said, "Okay, take this."
Oh, you hit him, huh?
No, heck no, I give him the gal.
Say, Cuddles, these two chocolate nut sunders is nice. You sure you don't want me to get a couple for you, too?
Andy Brown, I didn't come down here to have no sundae. You said you wanted to talk to me. Now, what is it?
Well, after what happened the other night, I guess you thinks I is a coward.
Well, what else could I think, Andy?
Well, truth of the matter is, Cuddles, I didn't want to hurt that other fellow.
You didn't want to hurt him?
No. You see, once you've been a commando in the British Army, you never quite lose your killer instinct. It's like putting DDT on a police dog. The fleas is gone, but the itch is still there.
Why, Andy, I had no idea you were in the British Army.
Oh, sure. I was the original Yank in the RAF. I went into battle 3 days before the war started.
I just can't believe this.
Tipperary, that's a long way to go. No.
Well, look who's here. If it ain't my old commanding officer, Lieutenant Blimey of the Hot and Cold Stream Guard.
if it ain't Commando Brown, the hero of the Battle of Berkeley Square. Yeah, jolly good to see you, old bean.
Yeah, nice run into you too, jolly old rutabaga. Ain't seen you since we split a bowl of fish and chips sitting on the steps at Buckethead Palace.
Surprise that Andy was a war hero.
All right, the blighter has a bucket full of medals at home. There, we gave him the DSO, the VC, the KBE, and the BBC.
BBC?
Yeah, with the oatmeal cluster. Yeah.
Well, what did Andy get all these wonderful medals for?
Well, during the war, we dropped him behind the enemy lines from our airplane.
Oh, Andy. You a paratrooper?
No, they just dropped me behind the enemy lines.
Yes, good joke.
Yeah, good joke, good joke.
Behind the enemy lines? How exciting!
Oh, yes, modest hero Brown here was responsible for wiping out a whole platoon of Italian soldiers.
Oh, Andy, how did you do that?
Well, how did I do that, Lieutenant Brown?
Come, modest hero, is you forgetting how you slipped into the cook tent and popped them 2 dozen hand grenades into a pot of spaghetti?
Oh, yeah. By the time them boys found out they wasn't eating meatballs, there was a no condition to fight.
Yeah. Good show, Pip-Pip.
Oh, good show, Pop-Pop.
Yeah. Well, I gotta be popping off.
Good show.
Why, Andy, this has changed my whole opinion of you. Why, you're no coward. You're really a war hero. Oh, forgive me for misjudging you, Andy.
Oh, that's all right. Now, suppose we celebrate us getting back together with a hot, fun Sunday.
Oh, that'll be wonderful, Andy. Order me 3 so I can catch up to you.
Yeah, sure.
Andy, look.
What?
Look who just came into the soda fountain. It's that friend of yours, Amos Jones.
Oh, yeah. So it is. Hey, Amos. Amos, come over here.
Well, hello there, Andy. How is you, Miss Winslow?
Oh, hello, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Yeah, what you two folks got your heads together about?
Well, Andy was just telling me about his wonderful war record.
Oh, yeah. You mean about the time he was the air raid warden?
Air raid warden?
I remember the first time the sirens blowed. Andy was the only warden who run out in the street waving a white flag.
Wait a minute, Amos.
Andy was telling me about the medals he got during the war.
A medal? Oh, well, he did get a little brass pin for his buttonhole when he gave a pint of blood to the Red Cross Bank. But they had to take the pin back.
Take it back?
Yeah, you see, after he gave his pint, they had to give him 4 pints of theirs to give him strength to get home.
No, me.
Andy Brown, you let me out of this booth.
Yeah, but Cuddle.
You're not only a coward, but you've been lying to me. Goodbye, and I never want to see you again.
Andy, what happened? Did I say something wrong?
I'll say you did. You done really messed things up between me and Cuddle. You know, if I wasn't such a coward, I'd beat you to a pulp.
Oh.
Now here is your Rexall Family Druggist.
Those who suffer from acid-upset stomachs seek ever faster and more prolonged relief. Perhaps that's why Bismarex, Rexall's famous antacid, grows more popular every day. You see, the ingredients in Bismarex are specially compounded to work in a continuous relay. First, excess stomach acidity is often neutralized in less than 1 minute. Then other ingredients, acting more slowly, ease gastric distress, soothe and protect irritated stomach membranes. That way, Bismarex gives relief that's both fast and prolonged. And now, besides the ever-popular powder form, Bismarex is also available in easy-to-take, mint-flavored tablets. So ask for either Bismarex powder or Bismarex tablets. At Rexall drugstores, everywhere. It's the store with the orange and blue sign.
One, and two, and three, and four. Oh, me. Come in, it's open.
Say, Brother Andy, hey, wait a minute, Andy. Why are you standing around in your underwear? Finance company repossess your suit again?
No, no, Kingfish. I was taking exercise.
Oh.
You see, this thing I got here is called the Little Giant Chest Expander.
Oh, you mean them two long springs with the handle at each end, huh?
Yeah, you stretch it out across your chest, and that expands the thing. It builds up your muscles and reduces you at the same time.
Yeah, well, you can stand a little of that, Andy. You ain't got no chest at all, and around the belt line with all that blubber shaking, why, you look like a kangaroo that's doing his laundry in his own pouch there.
Well, I ain't been able to stretch this thing across my chest yet, so to loosen up the spring, I've been putting my foot on one handle and holding it on the floor like this, and then pulling to the other end like this, see?
Yeah, lift it up there. Pull away, Andy, pull.
Oh, yeah.
Pull away, son.
Ow!
Holy mackerel, Andy. The thing smack you right in the face.
I've been doing that every time. You know, I've been losing a lot of weight, but most of it has been in my teeth.
Well, Andy, you know what you ought to do if you want to build yourself up to prove to this gal Cuddles that you ain't no coward. The thing to do is to go to one of them bodybuilding gymnasiums that they advertise in the newspaper all the time. They got a physical instructor there and everything.
Oh, yeah, I have seen them ads where the little fella takes his gal to the beach and the lifeguard hollers skinny at him and plays up to his gal.
Yeah, then the skinny fella takes a body course and comes back and beats on the lifeguard and gets his gal back.
Yeah, but you know there's always something that's bothered me about that.
What is it, Anna?
What has the lifeguard and the gal been doing while the skinny fella was taking that 6 weeks course?
Now, Mr. Brown, one of the first steps in our bodybuilding course is losing weight.
Yes, sir.
And one of the ways we accomplish this is with massage. Mm. Now, if you'll just roll over on your back, we'll get busy.
Yes, sir. That feels good. Is we getting any place?
I don't know. Mr. Brown, yours is the flabbiest head I've worked on in a long time. Now, class, all together, up on your toes, stand. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hold it.
Something wrong?
Mr. Brown, what is the trouble? You are the only one in the class who's not going up on his toes on the count.
Yeah, well, I can explain that. You see, my feet are so flat that when I gets up on my toes, my heels are still on the ground.
All right, let's try it again. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Now, Mr. Brown, we'll try the Indian club. This is a game introduced by the Indians many years ago.
Yeah.
Now, we hold a club in each hand, make a wide swing over our heads, and then down. All right, let's try. 1, 2, swing.
Oh.
Mr. Brown, you hit yourself on the head.
Yeah, I know. Now I know what happened to the Indian. If they'd have stuck to ping pong, we never would have got the country away from them. Yeah, boys, take a look at them muscles.
Yeah, holy mackerel. Look at that boy, Kingfish. Did you ever see anything like that in your whole life?
Yeah, look at them broad shoulders, too. Yeah, look at the muscle, especially on that one arm. I ain't never seen bifocals like that before.
Oh, yeah. Amos, look at them stomach muscles.
Yeah, and I can't get over it. All the blubber is gone, and them muscles is just as hard as a rock.
Yeah, well, it wasn't easy, I'll tell you that.
Well, I tell you, boys, with that physique, Cuddles can't say that you was a coward no more.
Oh, no, and I invited her to go swimming with me over at the indoor pool. When she sees the shape I is in, she'll fall for me all over again.
Yeah.
Now, if you two weaklings will get out of my way, I'll Charles Atlas myself right over to that swimming pool.
Swimming pool with a great big he-man like you.
Yeah, well, don't mention it, Cuddles. And I'm just going to sit here a while and kind of flex my muscles.
And I'm so embarrassed. You so slim and handsome. I'm so fat and chubby.
Well, don't let it bother you. So what if there's more of you outside the bathing suit than there is on the inside?
Yeah, but people been staring at me. I just hope no one makes any fresh remarks.
Don't worry about that. Anybody make any smart cracks around here, and Muscles Brown will take care of them. Because from now on, you is my only honey baby.
Well, that is, Annie, that is again. Somebody whistled at me. It came from that crowd right over there.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll take care of that.
Now, you be careful, Andy.
Yeah. All right, all right. Which one of you is the wise apple that done whistled at my gal friend?
I am. But I whistled at you, handsome.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have. I ought to.
Hello.
I've never seen such a build in my life. Could I just feel those arm muscles of yours?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
There. You know something?
Andy Brown, you come back here.
Just a minute, honey. Get lost, you big fat bucket of lard. Now, as you were saying, honey...